Welcome back to The Unknown Subject, a Criminal Minds podcast. Yes. We're happy to be here.
What a week.
What a week. What a week.
Not much going on.
Kelly,
it's January.
Kelly almost has a new bathroom.
Hey, everybody. Last week, I got the call on, Tuesday, I guess?
Yeah.
And he was like, we can come tomorrow. And I was like, oh, okay. And they've been working on my bathroom ever since. We're at stage where they're putting things back up.
Which is fun.
Which is really nice, because every day when I go look in the bathroom, it looks more and more done.
Yeah.
Versus worse and worse.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting. I am really enjoying the men who are working on it. They're very entertaining. Some of them in a very likable way.
How many of them are there at any given time?
At most, three.
Okay. That's what I was picturing. I was like, it's not a very big bathroom. So I was like, how are you going to fit that many men in there?
Not a very big team. I would say that this is probably just... So the company I'm working with is Edward Construction.
Shout out, Edward.
Which I've learned is just Edward and some people he knows. it's less legit than I thought it was.
Okay.
But fine. They're getting the job done.
They are.
So we have Edward, my friend from St. Petersburg. I know.
Do you just want to sing Anastasia at them every time they're there?
Yeah. He moved to the States in 92, so, you know.
So much about them. I love
that. Well, he has a full bio on his website.
Oh, okay.
And then the guy who's here consistently, who is frankly my favorite, is Oleg, also Russian, very sweet man.
Just a sweet man.
Cute, like a cute, like, 60-year-old man.
Yeah.
And then there's Ronnie.
I love that you're calling them out by name on the podcast.
And they're not listening.
You don't know. What if they're huge Criminal Minds fans?
I mean, I don't know.
No, certainly they would have been like, oh my God, are you Kelly of The Unknown Subject? When they arrived at your home.
No. Ronnie, who is keeping me up to date on his kidney stones. He wasn't in today, so I suspect perhaps.
Oh no, perhaps the kidney
taking
stones.
Care of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's also the one who told me he was taking medicine to open up his fallopian tubes. Did I tell you
favorite?
That?
You did, and I forgot. That's my favorite.
Gotta, like, staring at me serious is all get out.
Gotta open up those fallopian tubes.
And, like, I'll say this now, I really don't think that is a trans man. So I don't think he has fallopian
tubes. You don't
think
he has fallopian tubes.
Because he was referring to the fallopian tubes in relation to his kidneys.
Yeah. Which, that's not what they do.
That's not what they do. No.
That's so funny. I love that. Honestly, you guys, like, Kelly was texting me just like live quotes from her conversations with this man, and it was so priceless. I was like, you should be live tweeting this. Like, this is the best.
It's pretty fascinating. I also, like, here's a fun fact about me. If someone's ever in my home to, like, work on something, I get, like, debilitating. I wouldn't say it's like full anxiety, but I just, like, can't function. I can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Like, I can only, like, I have to be, I can't disturb them at all. So I sit here as quiet as I can.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't think about anything else.
Yeah.
So I can't focus on, like, a TV show or, like, anything. And I feel like I can't, like, go into another room and, like, work on something, because what if they need me?
Because they can't find you in
they
your
can't
house.
Find me, and my house isn't so small that they could say, at a whisper, Kelly, and I would hear it. I know.
I get it. It does.
Yeah, so I have nothing else to do but text Kelsey the funny things that are happening.
It's entertaining for me. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
So, hey, I think they're going to be done this week, so I'm really excited. Yeah. If you've been following me on Instagram, you've seen the daily updates.
I live for the daily updates.
Yeah. I'm hoping tomorrow we get some tile up. I don't know.
I'm hoping so, too.
Fingers crossed. Really exciting.
Really exciting stuff. Exciting stuff. We're now a renovation podcast.
I keep joking that I'm going to have a ribbon cutting for our new shower.
You are going to take the greatest shower of your life, though.
Yeah.
The first shower that I took after our hot water heater broke, and then we got the new hot water heater, that I can definitively say was the best shower of my entire life. Like,
wow.
It was amazing, and I feel like that's how you're going to feel, because you're going to take a shower, and you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm surrounded by something beautiful instead of something horrifying.
Oh, look, that's not mold. Oh, look, that's not peeling off the wall.
And like, oh, like the water pressure's good, and like everything works. I can
turn the water off.
Yeah, imagine that.
The house has had a leak since we bought it. It's just been in different stages.
Yeah.
I had a little bit, a modicum of that feeling when they fixed the plumbing to the point that we could have hot water running to our kitchen sink again.
Oh, I didn't realize you were without that this whole time.
We were, because the knob for the hot water in the bathtub was not turning the water off at all anymore. We had to shut the water off at the shutoff valve in the basement.
Yeah.
Rather than turning the water off to the whole house.
Which would not be good.
Not good. And the plumbing to the kitchen sink, like, they come from the same line.
Mm.
So you turn the hot water off, you turn it off in the sink. So cold water that comes straight from the cold water line outside when it's freezing.
Yeah.
Pretty cold.
Pretty cold.
So it's been quite a delight to have hot water in the kitchen again.
Well, that is exciting. And
be able to wash dishes without my hands hurting.
Small blessings. That's great.
Have I told you we bought bath bombs at Lush?
You told me that you are ready to enjoy that bathtub.
Yeah,
in a way that you have not.
I bought a new shower curtain. We have a new rod, new everything.
You have to.
Of course.
You got to go all out.
Yeah.
You got to honor the beauty of the new shower.
Yeah.
With new bathrooms.
For Edward. For Oleg.
I was gonna say. I was like, I don't think it's for Edward. I think it's for Oleg. You will forever be grateful to Oleg.
I will. I really think I'm going to ask Oleg to take a picture with me on the last day.
Oleg's going to be like, okay.
No, he's going to be like, yeah, okay. Oleg is an enthusiastic man.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oleg gave me chocolate that one time.
Oh, I forgot. I love it so much.
We've been through so much together, and I've only known him for 4 days.
I know. You'd think you've known him forever. It's amazing. Well, anyway.
We watch Criminal Minds on this podcast.
We sure fucking do. Today, we're going to continue on our journey through season 7. We're watching season 7, episode 15, A Thin Line.
Yeah.
Man,
I don't know. I don't remember anything.
I don't either.
This.
But listen, we're in a part of season 7 where I really don't remember a lot, and I think it's because it's just not memorable.
The only thing I remember from this part is truly Beth.
Yeah,
like I remember Beth pretty well actually, but yes. Like other than that,
I remember
no idea.
Yeah, her arrival and sort of the beginning of that part of the story of him having something outside of the BAU.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's nothing.
We spend some more time with Haley's sister comes back around a little bit, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Like there's not a lot that's distinctive about this middle part of season 7.
Mm-mm.
And I think we all sort of agree on that, because all of the reviews that I've seen on like IMDb and like other places, everyone seems to be like, season 7 is a weird, just like empty time for Criminal Minds, where it's like, it's not bad, but it's not its best. So it's just sort of like warm milk. Like, it's just sort of like, okay, like we're doing it, but like, it's not great, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think these episodes are getting lost in my mind because I just don't know. But anyway,
you saying
should we just
warm
do
milk?
It?
reminds me of a TikTok I saw yesterday.
Ew.
Where someone was asking a dairy farmer if she ever drinks straight from the teat.
Straight from the cow.
She said she doesn't. She has to, like, filter it.
Yeah.
First. Yeah. But if she's cleaned the udder real good, she can just scoop a cup out and have some warm milk. Why and then she goes, yes, it's warm.
Why would you want like, that? Why would you want that?
I would try it once.
The milk connoisseur that you are, I feel like you would have to. You literally said to me as we began recording that you love you're having an ice cold milk.
Yeah, I like my milk cold. Me too. Hot from the teat.
No, no, no.
Not since I was born. Cassie and I saw a commercial earlier today.
Yeah.
That was a commercial for milk. Because the milk lobby is back in action now that the
are they?
Dairy milk is like having a bad moment, you know, the oat milks, the nut milks. They're sure, all cool. Sure.
The alternative.
We're all
milks.
Kind of realizing how weird it is to drink cow's milk.
Yeah.
The ad was like, what do you want after a hard workout?
A glass of milk.
No. It was straight up. It was like an ad from freaking 30 Rock. It was just like, an ice hockey player like skates up to like the bench and puts down
milk,
like a water bottle, like a
ew,
like a plastic, like just like basic bitch water bottle full of milk.
No, milk
that he chugged
can't go in a water bottle. Why does that feel so weird to me? Listen, I did have a roommate in college who would come home from working out and immediately drink chocolate milk.
At least there's a little whimsy.
Well, she claimed, and I don't know if this is true or not, she claimed that there had been studies done that, like, chocolate milk, specifically chocolate milk, like, helped, like, rebuild your muscles and shit after you work out and, like, helped with, like, the lactic acid buildup or something.
Yeah.
Lact.
Well,
yeah.
We've got our... There's a common etymology there. So,
you know, maybe the hockey player was onto something.
Maybe.
But she was, like, adamant that it had to be chocolate milk. It couldn't be regular milk. So... I don't know what's going on there.
Maybe it's like the chocolate. It's like how chocolate's supposed to be good for our heart or something.
Yeah, it's got like antioxidants and stuff in there. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever. You know what?
If you know what? I'm going to adopt that.
If you want to cool off with an ice cold glass of thick ass milk after you work out, then you go for it. I'm going to stick with water, but you know what?
I might do like an experiment.
An experiment.
Change the results. Like, I do, like, 1 month after every workout or exercise or anything, I drink a glass of milk.
Okay.
Compare it to a month where I don't.
Yeah, and, like, you keep track of how you feel afterwards.
Yeah. I like my muscle growth.
Okay.
I'll report back.
I'd like to know. Please let me know
how that goes. We'll see when I get to that.
All right, well, milk lobby aside, are we ready to watch this episode of Criminal Minds?
Let's watch it.
All right, I'm going to press play in 3.
2, 1,
play.
I assume you're
buffering. Of course it's buffering. Of course it's buffering. Why would you ever expect anything else? I've realized that I'm also going to have to put my things on, my subtitles.
Your things.
My things. But don't worry, it didn't stop playing, so it's good.
Is it on? Is it playing?
Yeah.
Oh, Kelsey, you didn't tell me it was playing!
What? I told you! Oh, baby crying.
I'm at 6 seconds.
Oh, we'll catch up. I'm at 18.
Well, you pause.
I did pause.
You snoring. San Bernardino, California.
Yeah.
Baby crying. 12:32. Girl opens her eyes.
Snoring continues.
Ooh, is this the one with the creepy phone calls? I know what you did.
Oh, I hate that one.
I don't think so, but I feel like we're approaching that one.
I feel like the synopsis said that it was home invasion, which you know how I feel about that.
Yeah. Ooh, that reminds me of the episode of 911 we used to watch today, which is so creepy.
All right, so this lady is getting up to... glass shattering. Oh, she's freaking out. So she wakes up her husband. Stupid men, they can sleep through anything.
Get your baseball bat.
Door opens.
Huh?
Person.
Are they under the bed?
The dad waking up the kid, and he's like, shh, it's me. Where's your cell phone? And she's like, it's in my backpack. And she's like, what's going on?
What if you woke up to your dad with his hand over your mouth?
Horrifying.
Be like, are you trying to murder me?
Yeah. Okay, so they're like trying to find the backpack. Well, they're trying to find the cell phone in the backpack.
You need to hide in the bathroom with your sister. You hide under the bed. Oh, you hide under the bed.
Call 911. And then he's like, you guys are having a lot of time considering that.
Yeah,
like,
where's this person?
Also, is the bed not the first place you're going to look when you see that the child is not in her bed?
Yeah, dude.
Like, at least go in the closet. Do something.
I always have wanted, like, a secret nook.
Yeah, you need a panic room. Also, Kenzie, you're sticking halfway out of the bed.
And she has the pillow down there with her.
All right, she's called 911.
She's a responder in 911.
I know she
is. Did I ruin the fun fact?
Absolutely not, because I'm not stupid enough to think that you weren't going to do that.
Oh, she's on the main one versus, what's her face?
Lone Star? Or whatever.
No, she's on the regular one.
Yeah.
But what's her name? Jessica Love Hewitt? Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Shots All right, fired. So she's talking. Okay, there's been a gun firing. The 911 operator's talking to Mackenzie. She's under her bed. She's going to get pulled out.
Oh, the pillow's gone.
Bed. No, it's right there.
Yeah. Oh,
so many gunshots.
We just see her getting yanked, I bet.
Yep.
This 911 operator's keeping it cool.
She's so calm. I could never be a 911 operator. There is absolutely
That is not
no
how
way.
They act on the TV show 911. They're always just like in distress with the child.
I would be like, oh my okay. God. All right.
Ew, okay. I don't like this.
I don't either.
Approaching. Feet approaching.
Her room.
She's not being sneaky.
She's really not. She's not even trying.
This is why I don't like the game hide and seek.
No.
Hide and seek is basically practice for home invasion.
Ew. I hate that.
Did you ever play Sardines?
Yes.
Even worse. I don't know why.
Oh, gunshots, Mackenzie. Oh, she's screaming.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The line goes dead.
All right. So now the F.
Here
now
they
we're
are.
Seeing the team.
Oh, no. This is. Oh, I know what this is.
I think
is.
This is the team doing a drill.
Yeah. This is definitely
They're all
the team
wearing
doing a drill.
Baseball hats, which they've never, ever worn at any time.
Get me one of those.
They're wearing matching outfits, matching baseball
Goggles.
Hats. Oh, man. An unsub. Now they're. Oh, everyone got
pew,
shot.
Pew, pew. Oh, pew, you pew. Got shot.
Got the whole team killed.
Valdez, you got the whole team killed. Sorry.
Oh, Morgan was playing the unsub.
Oh.
She's like, oh, and wow. He's like, you got your whole team killed. His wife's pregnant, and his wife, they just got engaged. Like, now they're dead.
They have all this shit to live for, and you got them killed.
And then Prentice is like, oh, I should have covered him. And
Morgan's like, no.
Morgan's like, no.
You were doing your job. You should have been able to trust Valdez.
Oh, so
wow.
They're trainees, and so he's like, we're not going to let you join the bureau, you little sucker.
And Prentice is kind of like, are you a little hard on him?
Yeah, there seem to be butting heads on
Ew,
their teaching
But he
style.
says, I was sorry, all right?
Sorry doesn't bring people back. Morgan has seen some
shit. Well, then teach him how to be better. As an educator,
as
you can't just
educator.
Yell at them. It's never going to make anything better.
I feel like
sometimes you do yell at them, but like, no.
All right, we're back at the BAU, back in our fancy clothes.
Oh, look at that beautiful blouse.
We don't have our baseball caps on anymore.
No.
Okay, so she's like, you kind of were a little too hard on Valdez. Like, he's brand new, and he's like, yeah, he's a trainee, so I'm being hard on him, whatever.
Build his confidence.
Yeah.
Don't break it.
And
the course is designed to force failure.
Yeah.
So that they learn how to deal with it. Yes.
That's
yes.
That's how we
yes.
learn.
This is basic education shit.
Yeah. So she's like, I get that you're doing like the tough love thing. Oh, but now we get a case, so we can't talk about it anymore.
Yeah. Whatever. We can't be teachers.
We got a
we
heater,
gotta do our job.
Says Penelope.
Yeah. Only a block apart. Ooh. They cut the phone lines. They cut the power lines. Entire family shot and killed.
Ugh,
so this just in, hiding under the bed doesn't do shit.
No.
In case you
didn't
know.
Alarm systems wouldn't work. They can't call for help.
Ooh, she is like gruesomely shot.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't have to see that.
Yeah.
That moment of being found is just like horrifying.
Ugh. Both families were armed and fought back and shot one of their attackers.
Hmm.
So they're like, is that a connection or a coincidence? It's a long
thing at this point. Wheels up in 30. Was that Alec Baldwin? No.
It did look like Alec Baldwin. I thought the same thing.
I've also been rewatching 30 Rock, so he's just like really just in my like mind.
Present in the center of your mind.
I often just wonder, is he ever going to make a comeback after he accidentally murdered that woman?
I don't know. I think that's a rough comeback.
That's just such a tricky situation, that's, you know?
Really, yeah, too, yeah.
Why was there... Yeah, I don't want to. I have no opinions on that because no. It's so sticky.
So I sticky.
I don't need to have an opinion on it.
So sticky. All right. Long fade to black. How's that melt?
Good. Beautiful Bane footage.
Beautiful Bane footage.
Which, y'all, if you watch this week's
episode the Bane of the footage. New
season, the Bane footage.
All right. Both dads owned guns and were good at using them. They're,
not surprisingly, owners.
One of them was a hunter. One of them was a military veteran.
Ex-military, yeah.
So
they're saying the economy falls, crime goes up. It's like 2012. By this point, I feel like the economy was starting to turn back around.
Yeah.
Did it ever, though?
All right, so...
Or did we all just get used to it?
We're looking at the guy that the one got... The intruder that was shot and killed. He is a gang member.
Hmm.
The other one... Zero record.
Zero record.
Straight A student putting himself through school. Not exactly the home invasion type. Both from poor areas of the town. Grew up pretty close to each
could
other.
Could this be similar to the episode several seasons ago where it was like foster brothers?
Just like one bad, one good, like getting caught up. Yeah, one dominant,
one submissive.
Or is there like a blackmail situation where like they're forcing him to participate in this? I don't know.
I feel like we really heard a lot about dominant and submissive in like those early seasons, and then we never really hear about it again.
Not recently.
We don't get as many duos.
All right, so Hotch is like, this community is going to start to panic, so we need to get ahead of the media and, like, try to figure this out as fast as we can. So here we are at the crime scene. Rossi's, like, passing out cards to people.
Yep. You know what I like about this episode so far?
What? We don't know who
we don't know the unsub.
We don't exactly. Mm-hmm. We don't. We know who a couple of them are. We don't know who everyone is.
Yeah.
I
feel like we just, like, don't know the full story, and I appreciate that.
So Rossi points out that hardcore burglars don't pick homes at random. They do their homework. So what is it about these houses that stood out to them?
I can't believe they haven't made the obvious comment of like burglars usually aren't murderers. Yeah. I feel like they make that every time there's a home, like a burglary involved.
So Prentice is like really reliving the crime here.
Yeah, we're getting, it looks like it could be a Creed music video. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Jump shots and like.
Everybody's they're just all looking just at the scene.
Staring at the blood.
There's a lot of blood.
It's a lot of blood.
Okay, so Mackenzie Lewis was the last victim.
Dealt with her rather quickly. The rest of the family was shot with the same gun. So,
are we not going to notice that he shot that portrait?
Yeah, the photo of
right
the
behind
dad
Prentice
in his military uniform.
No, apparently we're not.
Nope.
We're going to look at all of this blood. So, it kind of looks like barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
They're just talking it out.
Yeah, honestly, I can't even keep track of it.
There's no signs of struggle.
My brain's not working correctly. It's very hard for me to keep up with this right now.
yeah. Anytime they're doing like a rundown like this, it's hard to like read
all
and
of the
talk.
Details. It's hard to read and talk and process all at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Bullets and blood everywhere. Too messy for an accurate reconstruction from the CSI standpoint.
I just feel like gunshot wounds wouldn't leave those kinds of blood spatters.
Yeah, there was like a full-on handprint on the side of the wall.
And one of them was like a line with drips under it. Like, what gunshot leaves a straight line on the wall? Who's this man? I bet he knows one of the
family member?
Unsub victims.
I think he does, because he seems like very distraught that his son or grandson would be involved with something like this.
Most of his time was spent on a stoop.
Or in front of the TV. Stoop hey, kid.
You know what? Stoop kid's gonna leave his stoop.
All right, now we're talking to the all right, now other we're talking parent. To
Ronald's mother, I assume.
He came home from work. He was running late for class.
Ronald must have been the one that did not have student. A record. Yeah. Yeah.
And he didn't come home to his plate of food that she left him.
Aww. She knew something was wrong.
Ronald, why were you there? Okay, so JJ shows the photo of the other unsub and is like, does he look familiar? And she says no.
Hmm.
And then she asks if Ronald had any gang affiliation. And she's going to be like, my son? She's going to
be incensed.
She says no. No. Yeah, well, she
could have just been
offended.
Like one, like a two-person gang. Maybe it's just one other guy. Does he do drugs?
She's also offended. She's really, at that
yeah. And you know what? I don't know.
So she's like, so you think because he was black that he had and he had tattoos that he was in a gang and did drugs? And JJ's like, no, but he was hanging out with a dude who was in a gang that we know about.
And he had opiates in his system, they
yeah,
said.
What the hell?
Is someone drugging these people?
And then, like,
is this the beginning
of...
No, this is not the beginning of Mr. Scratch.
No, that is, like, way later.
That episode's so scary.
I hate it so much.
I'm guessing it's not going to be scary the second time watching it, but the first time was fucking scary as hell.
All right.
She's crying. She's like, he never would have done any of this stuff.
Another guest star who deserves an Oscar for their crying performance here.
Yes, the tears. For all your television Oscars.
The television Oscars. Otherwise known as
also
an
known
Emmy.
As the Emmys. Prentice's pants deserve a television Oscar as well.
They do. Her
she's
button
got
up
some great
pants situation right now.
Straight slacks on.
I love it.
A drugged up. Oh, that was Patsy, not Pasty.
They say it wasn't a burglary at all. He's trying to make it look like black kids are killing white families in white neighborhoods. So what, we have a helter-skelter situation?
Yeah, we're going to start a race war. There's some sort of political campaign going on here.
Yes, we're seeing...
No, is he the unsub? No!
Who?
That kid!
Well, he's watching a debate, a political debate, in which the dad from One Tree Hill, Dan Scott from One Tree Hill, is one of the political candidates here.
And then
they're discussing crime, and this kid is watching this like debate so, like,
the
he's
episode
so
is
into
flashing
it.
Back to me completely now.
I still don't remember anything.
I remember it exactly.
He, like, is eating up one of what,
yeah,
one of these
clearly
guys
the dad
is.
From One Tree Hill is a Republican.
Yes, he's like...
Being like, the brown people are ruining our
neighborhoods. Committed by illegals. This is our city. It's time to take it back. Okay,
This is like proto January 6th bullshit.
It's also, yeah. It's just like, feels so like ominous considering this is so before 2016.
This is the year we reelect Barack Obama.
Oh, God. All right, so now we're seeing this kid pull into a parking lot where
just
he's...
up to a bunch of Hispanic people.
Yes.
And he's speaking like, Spanish.
Yeah, and he says that he needs help moving, so he'll pay them $50.
And
so
and like, okay.
A couple of the guys
oh,
are like,
no.
Yeah.
He's going to murder them.
He's gonna drug them and murder them.
And then dump their body at the crime scene.
Yep, and make it look like they're the intruders.
He's from Guadalajara. Let me guess, for some reason, he's going to ask him if he is an undocumented immigrant.
Yep, he's drugging them.
He jabs him. Damn it. Remember when I said we don't know the unsub yet?
Now we do. That was fast. We lived for a world for a very short time where we didn't know who the unsub
was. There
was
a little mystery.
It was like 10 minutes.
And I remember exactly why he's committing the crime, so...
I don't.
You haven't made any connections yet?
I mean, what? Like, I mean, obviously he's committing the crimes because he's buying into this political stance of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's trying to make it look like, yes, like, we have a brown people problem here.
Yep. Yep. All right. Figured it out, I believe.
So, we're...
If it plays out how I remember.
We're at another house, and there's that guy, poor guy
there's
from
the
Guadalajara.
Guy. Shot in the head.
Six gunshot wounds to the chest and head. So, like, first of all, the fact that this kid doesn't think that the cops are going to be smart enough to figure out, like, huh, with every single one of these home invasions, one of the intruders ends up dead. Like, how does that keep happening?
And they're always a person of color.
Okay, so we're going up the stairs. We haven't bothered to
turn the power back on yet. I feel like JJ's going to be hyper aware of the racial thing here after that woman called her out.
Oh, a pregnant woman?
Oh, she's pregnant.
Oh.
He tucked her in. He felt bad about her.
Yep. Homeowners in each case were killed humanely. He didn't want them to suffer. But the Fall Guys are left with multiple gunshot wounds. Overkill.
Yeah. So let's connect those dots of who's the real victim here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they all are. Okay. Hosh like, just
who's
said
the
it.
Target?
These are hate crimes. The point is to incite racial fear.
Yes. Helter skelter bullshit.
Bullshit. All right. We're given the profile.
And they're like, I thought we were looking for black gangbangers.
And he's like, no, he's making it look like black gangs. And Latino gangs are responsible for this. Oh, we're talking about Charles Manson. Take a shot.
Yes, the Bianca murders. Yes.
Helter
skelter. Hell, I'm going to drink a sip of milk.
You take a sip of milk.
Panther paws on the walls. Oh, man.
So hate groups like the Aryan Brotherhood believe that a race war is inevitable but necessary. Blah, 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 blah. These people suck.
Yeah, fuck them all.
Nazis are the worst. We're all in agreement, or we should be. All right, we're
if
seeing...
you're not, please stop listening to our podcast.
If you're not, you're not welcome here. Goodbye.
Please see yourself out. Unless you're willing to change your mind.
Yeah, because Nazis are known for being so willing to change their mind.
And persuaded by a podcast about a TV show.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're seeing, like, this
He's doing his, like, freaking...
doing his garage workout.
Ninja
He's
warrior
probably
going to
drink a bunch of chocolate milk after this.
Yeah.
So he's just got the fridge stocked with chocolate milk.
He is using oxycodone. That's what he drugs them with.
Which is expensive, and you need access to prescription drugs.
I feel like that's also not the most effective.
No.
Well, I guess if he just wants it to look like they're drug addicts.
True.
That's fine, but I feel like that wouldn't
I feel like there are other
quickly.
Drugs that you could choose that would be you easier to get and would do the same
chloroform.
Thing.
Chloroform.
All right, so he's making... Oh, his mom is in the...
Oh,
in,
wow.
Like,
okay, I forgot
situation.
About this.
Yeah, I don't remember this. So he's making her breakfast...
I see.
She's not respond. She's not talking to him.
She needs a new mattress, she says.
He says that. She's not talking. All right,
I saw her mouth move.
No. I don't think so.
I was getting the impression she had a stroke. It looked like she was talking out of one side of her mouth.
She's just sort of staring off
her face. Never mind. Do you want eggs? She looks over. She grunts.
Okay, so he's going to feed her. All right, so we're watching the news while we're doing this.
More footage about the mayoral race.
Clark Preston, a.k.a. Dan Scott. Oh, he's out there glad-handing the voters.
Glad-handing. Love that phrase.
Being like, these people are not alone. And they're like, what do you plan to do? He's like, I plan to cut these gangs out like a tumor.
How, sir?
Yeah, please tell us how. Love it when we just talk with, like, really big generalities.
His mom is, like, kind of freaking
She's
out.
She's kind of twitching. And moaning.
He's like, that's right.
Oh, he's going to give... Oh, that's how where he gets the drugs, because she gets oxy.
I see.
Okay, so he gives her an injection into her little IV. And she calms down. Okay.
Okay.
So he has quick access to these drugs. Okay. All right, we're back at the precinct.
Hotch is just sitting at a regular desk. Like
yeah, like he works there. Like he's not like from out of town. All right, Morgan
has found...
Oh,
now we're connecting it to the mayor.
Yeah, he has found the candidate for mayor, Dan Scott.
Oh, he says we may not be able to slow the browning of America.
Ew.
Fuck you.
It's funny because Dan Scott...
Morgan's like the browning
the
of America.
The browning? Dan Scott also runs for mayor in One Tree Hill, so this is a really fun connection for our One Tree Hill fans out there. All right, so they are positing that perhaps our UNSUP is being manipulated by this type of messaging. So they want to talk to the candidate.
It's almost like they knew.
How big of a dick do you think he's about to be?
Wow, he is so orange.
So orange. It's, yeah.
Wow. It's like if you mixed Donald Trump with Mitt Romney.
Yes. If they had a baby, they would be Paul Johansson.
Did you ever see the meme when Trump was president that was his lips as his eyes?
Yes.
I feel like he kind of has that look too. The pinkness of them.
All right. So
also,
he's
the
getting,
hair looks not real.
He's getting offended because he thinks they're suggesting that he's responsible for this. And they're like, no, you just need to
just
realize
like
the
Trump.
Things that you say have ramifications.
Yeah.
This is hitting too close to home.
Oh,
the lens
and he's
through
like,
which I'm viewing
yeah,
this
it
is so distorted.
They thought they were probably making this wildly unrealistic storyline.
Yeah, and like little did
meanwhile,
they know.
Meanwhile, we're still in the process of dealing with it.
They were being very predictive.
This is actually kind of mild.
So, of course, he's blowing smoke up their ass, being like,
you're
cops.
Like, I wish I was like you.
And he
black
says,
man.
He says, I'll cut back on my media appearances, but I suggest you start proving some of those theories of yours.
Yeah, he talks shit on that. He's like, you guys don't actually deal with facts.
Yeah.
You just study behavior. And they're just like, okay.
So,
well,
Hotch is like, let's
follow
take a
the
look.
Money.
Yeah, follow the money. Let's look at his contributors.
Let's also look at him.
All right, so here we are. We're seeing this kid, and he's, I think, got bills
that
are piling
up. Is he dealing with the money issue?
Yeah, so he's like, stop calling. Yeah, oh, yeah, shut off notice. He's got lots of bills. Okay, who's at the door?
Hmm.
It's Trev. Oh, it's the freaking candidate. They know each other.
And he's like, you're great. You're amazing.
And he's like, oh, sorry, I couldn't swing by earlier. And he's like, oh, it's okay. You're running for mayor. And he's like, oh, I bought
these
flowers for your mom.
You always remember. He just, like, idolizes this man.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm just in the neighborhood. I gotta go. But, you know, like, give her my love. And he's like, I have to downshift a little bit on the campaigning. And the kid's like, wait, what, why?
We're losing. And he's like,
He's like, I thought you were changing minds. And he's like, we'll keep changing them, but it's a chess game, Trev. I love that his name's Trevor.
I know.
Trevor looks distraught that the campaign is downshifting.
He's not quite okay with that.
No. But Clark says to trust him.
Clark, you know it's him.
I was like, yeah.
You can see in his eyes.
You can tell in
his
eyes. He's like, if anybody is killing somebody in my name, it is this kid.
Yeah.
And all right, everybody's just
Trev is mad.
Everyone's just sitting at their desks that they were
tapping their brains
given.
With their pencils.
Talk to me, doll face.
All right, we've got some dirt on the mayoral candidate.
He's a real estate lawyer, ran for city council and lost.
Yeah, classic.
But he's
GOP
rich.
Runs for something, loses, then runs for the next biggest office.
He quadrupled his wealth in the last 10 years.
Whoa.
He's on the board of several shadow financial institutions, hedge funds.
Oh.
Likes
so
to
he's
shuffle
up to some
his
shit.
Money around.
This man is Donald Trump.
Yeah, I was like, this is really freaking me out how much this...
I would guess that they did use him as like a...
Maybe.
Like a profile. Because by 2012, he's sticking
he's
his shit in everything.
Talking about it, yeah.
He's talking about the birth certificate and shit.
Oh, yeah. So Prentice is like, I don't think he's a murderer. Like, he's definitely racist and a terrible person.
Morgan's like, I think he's involved in some way.
All right, we're seeing another family, and Trev's just creeping outside their house, drinking out of a water bottle,
just
not
yeah,
of milk,
just
regular
down water.
All right, they're going to bed.
He's just sitting. Okay, he's waiting for them to go to bed. That's what he's doing.
Does he have a patsy that he's killed already? Or is he just going rogue?
No.
Right, he goes into their house, cuts the power. Oh, kills him.
Gunshot.
Maybe he didn't
gunshot.
Even take the time to find a patsy this time because he's like, I don't think this is so serious.
I don't need it anymore.
Yeah, like, I just got to kill him. All right, then
he
just, he like,
just
speed walks away.
Now.
Down the street.
Got to take his frustration out somehow.
Oh, he's opening his trunk. Oh, there's a dead person.
Oh,
okay. Oh, they're not dead.
Not dead.
They're fighting
not
back.
Dead. And they
go. Punch, punch, punch.
We're exchanging punches. we appear to shit. Be kick the Trev's same person. Ass,
and then he runs away.
Runs away.
Good for you.
Oh, and he's like, Ayudame, Ayudame.
He's like, ugh. Fuck you, Trevor.
That's not great, Trev.
Okay. All right, now we're at the crime scene.
Oh, I thought that was Trev just sitting in his closet.
In his closet with a bloody foot. No.
Oh, shot his execution eyes are open.
Style. Oh, God.
I don't like that. That's haunting. But then I remember that that's just an actor and he is alive.
He is. He's fine.
He's going to stand up in just a second. He already did stand up because this was 10 years ago.
Yes. So, he's turning these families into martyrs. All of the families are registered gun owners, so he thinks that maybe that's how he's finding them. Oh, there's the guy that he had kidnapped. He went to the police. Good job, Ramon.
Ramon. He is from Mexico. He is undocumented.
But he came to the police anyway because he's like, still this being is a good guy. Up. All right. Ramon, you have confirmed our theory
for us.
We're
also not quite in the era of everybody getting deported. Again, this is Barack Obama's America.
Yeah.
So, like, this could be fine.
So, Prentice is going to talk to him. She speaks Spanish, so they can, like, meet on the same level here.
I think I need to turn this up to hear her Spanish. I love when she speaks another language. All right, does she speak Spanish in real life, you think? Doesn't she also speak French at some point?
I believe that I did a fun fact about this very early on, which is that she does not speak.
Okay.
I think, like, Prentice also speaks, like, 11 languages, and she definitely does not speak 11 languages.
Yeah.
All right. So he's telling her.
For 2 hours work. Dang.
Yeah, he's telling her how he gets them in the car, and how he asks where they're from, and how he stabbed them with a needle.
And he looks a little dejected. Oh, he remembered the feeling right away.
Drugs, so he was like,
"So he has a tolerance."
Oh, okay. So that's why he woke up.
Okay.
Ramon, the drug saved you.
Yeah.
She's like, "Did you make any other stops?" And he says, "Yes, 2 stops."
All right. We're trying to recall what we experienced, what we heard when we stopped.
And bumps in the road, like train tracks.
Hmm.
And then they stopped. He heard one train go by. Laughter and music.
Oh.
Loud music.
Oh.
All right, we're at Preston Campaign headquarters.
There he is.
Here comes Trev. Park. Just like looking all disheveled and weird.
Mm-hmm. Pacing around.
Clark is just, like, flirting with a female staffer, of course.
Yeah. Flirting with Merida.
Her name is Becky. But
I know.
All right. So Clark is, like, kicking him out because he's like, Trevor, you're super weird. Get out of here.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll come by your house, but you cannot be here and don't ever come back because you're weird looking and people will think you're weird looking.
And also, you murdered all those people and I have connected those dots and I'm going to try to pretend like I didn't know.
All right.
Trevor's probably going to, like, the next murder be like, this is all for you, Clark.
Clark, I love you.
Clark, you saved my mom. Clark, you're my real dad.
All right. So we're doing some geographical profiling here, trying to find where the train tracks might be.
Yeah, this is a Spencer Reed moment.
A bar called the Drunken Dog.
You know what? I'd go to the Drunken Dog.
I would go to the Drunken Dog.
Let's open that up.
Here. Let's do it.
All right, let's talk Drunken Dog. We're talking to Garcia. It's been around 30 years. All right.
Okay. Opened in a warehouse.
It belonged to Manny Gresham, and then
now
it
it's been
bought
by
a
hedge fund. Weird.
Okay.
Get up, and there's Clark. He's on the board.
Shut the front door. Look who it is.
So, of course, now the business is supporting him for mayor. All right. Trevor is calling Clark, and he's like, yo, it's me again. And he's all upset.
Why are you being so mean?
And he's like, I did everything like you said, just like we planned it. He is on it.
Oh.
He's in on it.
My, oh my.
So Trev is unraveling because...
It probably was like, I'll pay for all your mom's stuff. Yep. Like, I'll help you pay your bills.
Yep, you just have to do this for me.
You murder these people for me.
Wow. All right, so we're looking for vehicles and stuff, so we have, like...
No matches.
Yeah.
For cars.
Preston Donors, Pamela Mills. Oh, there he is, Trevor, we found him.
There he is.
Son Trevor, car matches.
Trevor's car matches the description.
Bada bing, bada boom, we've done it.
Ooh, a place of work. A part-time messenger.
All right, so we're going to get out and look for him. All right,
TV's
like,
playing. I bet Clark's going to be on the TV. Yep,
here we go.
His mom's
just like staring at him.
She's clutching a photo of them.
And he says, I know I miss them too. So I guess this is their other family members.
I'm wondering if like they got like murdered in an event
injured
in.
Yeah.
You stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Did you see what her name is?
No.
Hillary.
Oh my God. Yeah, so he's like yelling at this other candidate on the television who's like, our community needs to heal. And he's like, we're under siege. It's like, yeah, because of you. Like,
yeah,
weirdo.
What? You know who's murdering all those
white
people?
It's like, did you forget that you did it? Like, what the fuck? Okay, the father and the 10-year-old sister were killed. Pamela was raped and now she has brain damage. Left
Yikes.
Her in a vegetative state. Okay, now we're, like, reliving
More gunshots.
The home invasion.
Oh, okay.
He hid in
and
the closet.
And he hides in the closet. That's why that
he
kid
hid
was
in
the closet.
When it was over, he called 911. So that's why he stuffed that boy into the closet.
I see. He didn't relate to the other kids, but he does relate
Ronnie
to that
Ronnie Green
one.
And Carlos Jackson were convicted. Two black men. And then Preston financially supported the family after the murder. So there you go. That's how he got all tied in with Preston.
Okay.
All right. We've put it all together. All of the pieces fit.
Oh, he has like the best health insurance. And
yeah, in return, Pamela, you know, makes a donation with her disability check.
Couldn't we see how we... Like, if you just keep your disability check,
yeah,
you might not need him. Like, you might use it for what it's there for.
So,
but I'm going to guess it's not enough.
He gains their trust and brainwashes them. But Penelope says there's something else.
Tire screech. Shoes. So many shoes.
All right. So we're at the house.
Three sets.
I can't imagine he's going to be
Reese.
There.
No, but we're going to find the mom,
yeah.
But I'm going to guess she might be dead.
Yeah, I feel like
he murdered her. Or OD'd her, she might be OD'd.
All right, so...
The front door doesn't look latched.
No, it's definitely not. Okay, there she is.
I think he went... Oh, she's not dead.
Is she not?
I don't know.
House is empty, but he left a note in his bedroom, and it's addressed to the mom. The price of peace is high.
Sacrifice.
I hope you'll still love me. So it's like a suicide note. He's going to go death by cop, I bet.
Doesn't profile by suicide, but he is on his final
mission.
He wants
to go out in a blaze of glory.
Is he going to try to kill...
He's going to go after the other mayoral candidate. So is the mom alive or not? It was very unclear. She's just laying there. All right, so
we're
seeing
at Hillary's house.
Hillary,
she's not
the candidate.
Answering her phone.
She's wearing a red dress making pasta.
Yeah,
she's having a great
she's
time.
She's having her best Rossi life right now.
She's like, I'm drinking red wine.
She's like, I'm the mayor of San Bernardino, California.
I wear a little flag pin. All right, her
power
has gone out. Dun, dun, dun. Long fade to black.
What will happen? I bet he gets in there and
he
starts monologuing. He breaks in like the most basic way.
Yeah.
Smash the glass. This is why I know you have glass doors, but I will never.
Yeah, I don't love it. I won't lie to you. All right.
He's creeping in.
There's her phone lighting up, but she's
still
not with
going
her phone.
Off.
So where did she hide?
She's gone away. Because she knows what's going on. She's oh, someone cut my power. I bet I'm about to be murdered.
Yeah.
Let me get out of here.
Yeah, right? Just run.
Why she didn't grab the phone on her way out, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, so we're racing to get there.
Is that guy her husband?
What guy?
There was an old guy with them.
Oh. All right,
we're still calling. She's not
Her
answering.
Car is at the house, so they're like, we got to get in there. Draw his fire while you flank him.
You sure you want to split up?
And he says, yeah. All right, we're going after him.
She's hiding under something. Couch,
maybe? No, desk.
Hillary, why didn't you leave?
He pulls her up. He finds her immediately and then throws her over the desk. Oh, wow. Morgan's
he
jumping
didn't
fences.
Look that strong.
No. Trevor's a
weenie. He did that with one hand, too, I think.
Yeah, hit him with the cutting board.
Fight. That's a pot of boiling hot water. Pour it on his head.
Oh.
He shot Prentice!
Oh, no. I don't remember this happening.
It was definitely just like in the arm or something. Like she's graze. Fine. She had her vest on, but.
Oh, man. All right. He ran upstairs. Oh, he's shooting at Morgan.
He's shooting everyone.
JJ, get in there and just kick his ass like you did in the last
he's
episode.
He's shooting into the bathroom.
Oh, my God. He's shooting at her
she's
now.
She's so scared. I don't know why the way she's acting scared is making me laugh.
Because it's a little overacted.
She's like, ah!
All right, so
she's
winning a TV Oscar. A gun to her head. Morgan is like trying to talk him down. He's like, I know about Preston. I know that he's making you do this. Ooh, oh my God, he says, you damn half-breed.
What are you, fucking Draco Malfoy? What?
And they're like, we pulled his voicemail. He's using you, kid. Why don't you think he'll call you back?
Oh.
And he's like, I'll kill this bitch.
Yeah, you know what's going to gain her a bunch of votes?
This.
This man is just an idiot.
So he's just like, you're a liar. You can't possibly be lying about my God and Savior, Donald Trump. Blah.
Yeah, you're black. You are not right.
Oh, my God. Just
he's hiding pretty well, though.
Yeah, they don't
honest.
Have a shot. What are they going to do?
They really don't.
Oh, my God. Now we're talking about how crime waves hit and property values drop. And like this, it's like, oh, my
Preston
God.
Preston moves in, buys it all up.
Can we just end this? This is taking forever.
The only color that son of a bitch cares about
is green. Drop the gun.
That's not going to work. This kid is fully delusional.
Yeah.
You're
going to have to kill him. This is just.
I think this is a situation where we should have played into the delusion.
Oh, and we shot him. He's dead.
Oh, he tried to kill Morgan.
Yep. He made a lunge. And so Morgan made the choice.
And then we slow motion zoom into his face.
Yeah, it's very intense. Oh, we have arrested Preston. And he's
Preston's like, I never said that.
I'm innocent.
Oh, you didn't hear any voicemails. Like, the internet is not forever.
Fuck you,
we're
Preston.
Reading him his rights. Yeah. Some not as beautiful bean footage.
No, that's not good.
It's a little grainy.
Yeah, what the fuck? All right, so we're back on the jet.
We get a Malcolm X quote.
JJ's
sleeping
on the couch. Prentice has a sling.
She looks forlorn.
She does.
She's just staring out the window.
She's wearing one of her beautiful monochromatic beige outfits, which I just love.
Is.
It's very Lauren-esque, actually.
Yes.
So Morgan is like, I'm so sorry.
Aww.
And she's like, out there in the field, sorry doesn't bring people back.
Oh.
And she's like, I'm messing with you.
She slapped you in the face with your own words, man.
And he's like, she's like, I'm fine. Like, it's fine. It wasn't your
fault. Yeah, he's taking it really hard.
But he says it is his fault. And she said, your team leader.
Do you think he's hard on them because he let her quote unquote die?
I mean, he didn't let her die. He just.
True. He wasn't there in time.
Yeah, like he got there too late and she outsmarted him if we're being honest about it.
Yeah. As always, she's
as always,
better than everyone
Prentice
else.
Is the superior agent to everyone. So she's like, yo, you gotta relax. It wasn't your fault. You made a choice. It's fine.
And this is the job.
And now I have this really cool sling. Oh, and she says.
And I'm wearing. She jokingly. That was a low blow, like, Prentice.
Thing with Doyle, though. And then she's like, I'm kidding. Aww. All the laughing. Oh, and now he begrudgingly
finally
giggles.
Finally he chuckles. Okay.
All right.
Captioning made possible by ABC Studios.
Oh, beautiful. Amazing.
I feel like we never see that.
No, that's a new
We don't keep the screen on long enough.
I guess not. All right. Well,
you know, for an episode that was so irritatingly close to home, I did kind of like it.
Yeah, I didn't not like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the craziest thing is just that it felt like a little too real in some weird ways.
Yeah, the prescience. I think this show is very often dated.
Yeah.
There are so many things, like the episodes about like internet crime, I'm just like, yeah, eye roll. But then this one, I'm like, oh shit, they were right there.
Like, this honestly feels like the same way that Parks and Rec like predicted the World Series. Like, it's like, you guys called it. This, how did you know? How did you know that this was gonna happen?
Yeah. I feel like the political scene at the time, I feel like we're getting like peak Tea Party vibes.
Yes, very much so.
Which is very proto-MAGA.
Yeah. It's just the Trumpiness of it is what they hit, which I feel like you said, like we were maybe getting a little bit of a taste of, but like, I feel like in 2012, we had no idea what was really coming. So like, it was just very close to...
Although, did he did run for president that year, didn't he?
I don't fucking know.
But I think he did and, like, did not get very far.
Yeah.
And then he ran again and everyone was racist as fuck and hated women.
Yeah.
So they voted for him.
Yeah. It's just, there are some, very weird connections and coincidences. I don't know in terms of the writing, but it's just, it's a lot. But yeah, not a bad episode.
Yeah. And I would say, for knowing the unsub about halfway through, I didn't mind it, actually, in this case.
No, I think it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine. They held us off long enough. I maybe would have liked to have had that mystery pulled out just a little longer before they gave it away.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, once you know who it is and once you see who he's, like, obsessing over, it's, like, very quick to be like, oh, I see what's going on here. Like,
They could have, you know what they could have done? They could have done, like, their classic, like, you see the unsub in shadow watching the TV.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They could have just hidden it, like, a little bit more for, like, a little longer.
Just, you know, 10 more minutes.
Yeah. But it's okay. I'll give it to him.
Yeah.
I'll give him a pass.
Still decent. For season 7, pretty good.
Yeah. We have
and
to
at that
lower
odds,
the bar
it's probably
going to
be in the top 5.
You never know. You never
might
know.
Might be number 1.
All right. Are you ready for a fun fact?
Yeah. I'm very excited to hear what it is. I'm glad I didn't spoil it.
Yeah. Well, I did.
I'm just excited.
I literally. So I have to tell you. So I check two places for my fun facts generally. I check IMDb and then I check the Criminal Minds fan wiki. And today, the IMDb trivia thing was just one thing. And it was like, such and such, I can't remember her name, like the name of the actress, also plays a 911 operator on 911. And that was literally the only trivia. And I was like, well, I can't use that because I've made that mistake before and she will call it out and everything will be ruined. This episode, I feel like I had the same problem a couple of episodes ago. There's just, like, nothing obvious as a fun fact. So I went with just an entirely random Criminal Minds fun fact. Doesn't have anything to do necessarily with the actual episode itself. But the fun fact I have for you today is that the phrase baby girl was ad-libbed by Shamar Moore in a first season episode. And the writers liked how it sort of played into Shamar and Kirsten's real life chemistry. So they kept it in the episode. And then fans really liked it. So it stuck. And it became obviously kind of a thing about Criminal Minds. But what's interesting is that once it kind of became a thing, Shamar Moore basically insisted that he only call Garcia baby girl like one or two times in an episode because he felt like if it was overused, it would become kind of like a shtick almost. And
you know what? Yeah.
Yeah. And so he was like, it has to be like natural and organic. You can't like overuse it because then it's going to feel like a weird catchphrase. And like he was like, yeah. So
like bazinga.
Yeah. Like you have. So he was like, you got to be like loose with it.
Yeah.
But it all came from the brain of Shamar Moore.
That's beautiful. And as we all know, he still calls his fans baby girls on Instagram.
They do. And he has a charity called Baby Girl LLC.
Shamar Moore, a beautiful mystery.
He's such a strange duck, and I love him so much.
He really
much.
Is.
Such
he
a beautiful
really
man.
Is.
Such an odd little duck. I just love it.
The amount of times he says the F word in that gender reveal
is
video.
Jarring.
It's like, what is happening here?
He's so excited. He can't
He's
help
so
it.
He's so excited.
I think it's jarring because, like, he never curses. He's on CBS. He doesn't curse
yeah,
when you
he
see
doesn't
him
make
like
it
on
to
TV.
The reboot.
He doesn't make it to the reboot where they drop F-bombs all the time. So, within the context of his gender reveal video for his child, yeah. It was just like, okay, sir.
It's just really high energy
it
from
was.
Him. And I'm just
it
like,
was.
What?
He's so excited.
Just, also, part of me was like, are these people, I realize they are definitely friends and family, but it just kind of seemed like they were paid actors that were just standing around. Because he does not really interact with them
no.
in that video.
It's very weird, but oh,
it's
God.
It's so weird.
All right, what do you got for our recommendation
today? All right, I got we're going food today.
Okay.
And it's
that.
Not a glass of milk.
Okay.
I would like to recommend a candy that I bought as a stocking stuffer for Cassie this year.
Okay.
But she's kindly shared with me.
Nice of her.
Nice of her, indeed. I'll also preface this by saying I'm generally not that I'm not a fan of fruity candies, mm-hmm. but if I'm eating sugar, I'm eating chocolate. Peanut butter.
Sure.
Sugar.
Today, sorry, this is just an aside. Today, Kelly informed me that she believes that sugar cubes are the purest form of candy. And
they
she
are.
Thinks.
They're just sugar.
And she feels like she would complete tasks for a sugar cube the way that a horse does.
I would. I feel like I remember in elementary school, we used to do like counting games with sugar cubes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We would get to eat one or two, and I'd be like, nom, 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 nom. Not the ones that we had, like, used.
No, I know. I still just, like, putting a big old cube of sugar in your mouth just doesn't.
Sounds great.
Okay, anyway. You normally go for chocolate.
Normally go for chocolate. Not always a big fan of the fruity candy. I know your husband does love a fruity candy.
He loves it.
I'm
a fan. I'm like 50-50.
They have their place.
Chocolate or fruit. I could go either way.
I would eat any chocolate candy. Mm-hmm. I would not eat any fruity candy.
That's fair.
I think that's how I'll phrase that.
Okay.
But one of my peak fruity candies is Nerds. I love Nerds. I love the chew. It's like chewing ice cubes, but no one tells me it's bad for my teeth. Okay. And if you'll recall, millennials, early 2000s, there was the advent of the Nerds rope.
I was about to say, I was like, are you about to talk to me about a Nerds rope? Because they're
well,
so good.
They have evolved.
Oh.
Rather than having to deal with a giant
rope.
Stick.
Yeah.
They now sell Nerds gummy clusters.
Oh.
Which are basically just like
yeah,
little bits.
Genius.
Like a fruit snack covered in Nerds.
Sure.
Just like just a little nub of the rope.
Yeah.
They're so good.
That sounds delicious.
They're so good. Nerds are so good.
I agree with you, but they're not like a candy that I would like go out and
buy. You never think about them.
No, I never think about them. But if I was like standing in a candy aisle and I was like, I'm going to treat myself to some candy, I would never go Nerds.
They're the only candy that comes in a little box like that that I like. Fuck Dots. Fuck Milk Duds.
Yeah.
Cassie likes both of those things. I'm sorry. She's giving me a look.
The shade that's being thrown.
But Nerds are pretty good. I would say, honestly, I vibe with all of those Willy Wonka brand candies.
Yeah.
Laffy Taffy's lowest on the list, but.
Yeah. Ugh, you know what's so gross is banana Laffy Taffy.
That's the only flavor I can think of right now.
Ew.
Because I think that's the only one I eat.
Ew.
They
have watermelon.
I've never seen, I don't know.
You love watermelon stuff.
I do love watermelon. You know what I really love? I don't know if this is a Willy Wonka candy or not, but I love a Fun Dip.
I think it is a...
That's a Wonka candy, right? I think candy, it
is.
Right? Love funded.
Did you...
The lick a stick? Come on.
Come on. When you...
You know what that is?
No.
Sugar stick.
Oh, well, yeah.
So good. I'll do anything like for a sugar stick.
It's like a sugar cube. Dipped in more sugar and adhered with your own spit. That's how that works.
My favorite thing. I would basically just like put the powder straight in my mouth so I could just eat the stick.
Oh my God.
Save the best for last.
Honestly, something like that, it was not something that my mother would let me have. She was like very anti.
I feel like that was one of those things that like kids would bring in on like Valentine's Day when you had like mandatory treat exchange.
Yeah.
And I would always be super lit.
Like, this is my moment. When you were a kid, did you ever play computer games on WillyWonka.com? Because I did.
You know, I want to say no, but I feel like it's one of those things that if, like, I saw, like, a picture of the website, I might, like, have, like, a core memory on that.
I spent, and
I'm
going
to look it up
This
right
is
now.
Such a weird, like, early 2000s thing, which was, like, there were weird, like, just companies.
Flash
just,
games.
Yeah, they just have flash
games. Flash like, games, dude.
But I played on Wonka.com. Oh, my God. The game. Hours. Of Willy Wonka themed games on our desktop computer. Oh my God. I spent hours doing that. I fucking loved it.
I don't think I did that. I don't think I was on that one.
I did.
I played a lot of Disney Channel games.
I did that too. Yeah.
I was a really big fan of the Kim Possible one where you make nachos with Ron and the rat. I like that. I like the one where you're Stitch and you're like building a sandwich.
God.
And you're catching the pieces as they fall.
What a weird time to be alive. It was like before apps and before you played stuff on your phone. So you would just like, it was like, I would just be like, okay, I'm getting onto Wonka.com. Like, time for me to play this game where I tried to get this Oompa Loompa from like point A to point B in this thing. Oh my God, I loved it.
Yeah, I played a lot, do you remember Miniclip? Did you ever play Miniclip games?
No, I don't think so.
I played a lot of Miniclip, and then eventually when AddictingGames.com came out, it was a game changer. It was like, it's just all there for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me just click all these links.
Oh, God.
Play all these
games. How many
games.
Viruses did we put onto our parents' computer? By playing these things. Oh, man.
Back when viruses were, like, real and an actual threat.
Oh, Lord. What a weird time to be alive. Well, thank you for reminding us all about nerds and nerds rope.
Yeah. I'll also just add this anecdote about my thought that sugar cubes could motivate me.
Yeah.
I used to get caught sitting behind our couch.
Yeah.
With a little canister of sugar and a spoon.
I just picture like a little Kelly. Like, how old were you?
Like, I had to have been like 3, 4.
Yeah, yeah, just being like, this is perfect. I've found the sugar and I have this spoon. What else could I possibly need?
Just shoveling it in.
I had a friend in elementary school that she would do that with butter in her family.
Yeah, I feel like I hear a lot about people doing that with butter.
Yeah, and she would just eat butter and her family like had to, like, it was a problem. Like, they were like, she has
Betty
to
does
stop.
That. Betty, I feel like there was some meal we were at that we had rolls or something.
Yeah.
And Betty knows that getting a roll is a great way to just get butter.
Sure.
And she would ask us to put butter on her roll.
Yeah. And then she'd butter the butter.
She'd take the butter off and she would return the roll and say, can I have some more?
You're like, no.
And then eventually, like, the butter was just sitting in front of her and she just put her hand in it and scooped out a chunk.
Oh, no.
And I looked at Kathleen and I was like, do I need to stop her from doing this? She goes, nah, she's going to do it anyway.
Oh, my God.
And that was recent.
I was going to say, I was like, she's...
That was within the last 6 months.
Yeah, she's old enough that she should not be doing that. And that there probably should be a conversation about why you don't stick your whole hand into the butter that everyone's using.
Yeah, I mean, to be... Like, we were all... Everybody else is done eating, but she was just fistful of butter.
Fistful of butter.
What is it about that?
I don't know, but my friend from elementary school, it was like a problem because if she was, no one was paying attention, like out at a restaurant, she would just unwrap butter pads and just like eat them like they were fucking candy. I feel like you don't see that a lot anymore. Just the bowls of the butter. Like the little butter.
I literally
pads?
Saw one yesterday, really? But it was at the band banquet. Like,
yeah,
it was
that's
a scenario
though.
Where you have that.
Yeah, I feel like just like at a restaurant, I feel like you don't see that anymore.
Have you ever gone, I don't know if they're a national chain or just around here, the restaurant Haas's?
No, that is absolutely just around here. But I know that it's a McMaster's family.
It
favorite.
Is a weird place.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But you love
but
it.
But the nostalgia factor is very high.
Yeah.
The ranch is very good.
That's what we're looking for.
It's top two ranch.
Wow.
Top two ranch.
Wow.
Yeah. I am serious.
Wow.
It's so high on the list of McMaster's family places to eat that both my grandma and my grandfather's post-funeral meals
I was gonna
were
say,
there.
That's how I first came to know about Haas's, because was going to your grandfather's wake and then you being like, we're going to Haas's after this, and you were like very excited.
Yeah. Those aren't the only two family post-funeral meals that were there, but those are the two closest family members.
Sure.
It's just, you know, the decor screams 1990s.
Yeah, family restaurant.
Brown.
1990s brown, sure.
You know, if it just makes me think of Roseanne.
Oh, yeah. I can picture that vibe.
Like wood.
Yeah, lots of wood.
Brown.
Yeah.
Salad bar.
Some of that, like, kind of dusty blue.
A little.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little bit of that, yeah.
It depends on the location you go
sure,
to.
Sure, absolutely.
And it's partially, like, this weird, like, feeding trough vibe of, like, a Golden Corral.
Feeding trough.
But also, it's a steakhouse.
Right. Right.
Which, you know, as a child, I never thought steakhouses were supposed to be these fancy places. Because I was used to Haas's.
Right, you were like, steakhouses are fully accessible to me. I absolutely belong here.
Yeah. You order your steak at the front counter when they're giving you a table. Like, that's how you order your steak, duh.
Oh my God.
And then, like, as I aged, I was like, oh, like, there are fancy steakhouses. Like,
yeah.
But the salad bar is really good. You know what?
I love
a sucker for a salad bar.
I love a salad bar. I love it.
Kelsey, do we go to an Eaton Park salad bar this weekend?
Sure.
Does your husband come home this weekend or next weekend?
No, next weekend. But I also, I feel like.
We just post up for a whole day. We could sit there all day.
We just eat salad.
You go on
from
a Sunday. You start with the Sunday brunch bar and then you stay till it switches over to the regular salad bar.
I love a salad bar. I really do. It's so fun. I love it. It's like. What about a salad bar makes a salad so much more appealing?
I don't know, but it does.
Is it the
Kelsey,
build
it
your
does.
Own? It's the build your own. Like
it's the
control.
It's the fact that I can put my scoop into the ranch and
yeah,
put
as put
much
as
on top
much
of that bitch
as
I
want. You can put as much as you
and
want.
And no one's judging me for my basic salad.
You know what else I love at a salad bar is a pasta salad to like throw alongside it. Mm, God, it's so good.
You know, this picky eater,
I
my
know.
Salad bar route is. Lettuce.
I'm just saying, yeah,
carrots,
lettuce and cheese.
Ranch, cheese, croutons.
Wow.
Boop, boop, boop. Now I put some onions on there and broccoli and stuff.
Ooh.
But getting spicy.
Getting wild. Why did we start talking about this? I fully don't know
Haas's.
How we got
I don't
here.
Know.
I don't know how we got here.
I feel like I had a story to tell about Haas's
too. I think
too.
You did too, but we got way off topic way fast. I don't know how we got here.
We were talking about sugar and butter. Oh, it was because
oh, the
Haas's
butter pads.
Has the little butter pads.
There you go. There you go.
That's it.
That's what it was.
You know, butter pads in my mind are right next to this other weird restaurant thing where when they give you soup, you get a pack of club crackers and a pack of saltines.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at a salad bar, there's just a bowl of each of them.
Yeah.
People really eat soup with crackers?
I've never been a cracker in my soup person, personally.
My grandma always just gave me her crackers.
Yeah, like it would be like, okay, you can have special, or like your you know? If they get oyster crackers, you'd be like, here, you can have some oyster crackers, and you're like, thank you so much.
Rank your crackers. What's the number one cracker? You don't have to rank all of them.
Can't right now. A club, I think. I think a club.
You know what I wish?
What?
More than anything in the world.
What?
There was a club oyster cracker.
What would that entail?
Best cracker, best shape. An oyster cracker right now is a saltine.
Yeah, but shaped I want a
club cracker in the shape of an oyster cracker.
Okay, that's what I was asking. I was like, what shape are we, like, what is what? Like, is it's like, is the yeah. club cracker the shape of
saltines saltines if I wanted a rectangle yeah. oyster cracker. You know, in my mind, oyster crackers are teeny tiny little flaky layers, baby grand or not baby grands.
I think I have to change my answer.
What is it?
I think I have to go Ritz.
No.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Why? I love a Ritz cracker.
You know, I think
they're
it's
so
because
buttery and kind of salty.
I went through a real Ritz phase where I thought Ritz was the king of crackers.
I love them.
And but I think they might be a little
cracker.
Overrated.
I love
club crackers are the butteriest cracker. If you
they are so
look
good.
Purely at the nutritional facts, the club cracker is the worst for you.
I'm sure it is.
They which is why good. I buy it.
They're really good.
I'm going to put this dark horse into play.
Okay.
Chicken and a biscuit.
Never had one. Don't know. Honestly,
you never had the experience of getting a can of squirty cheese
no.
and squirting it on a chicken and a biscuit cracker.
No. Honestly,
you would love it.
Time I see those in the store, I'm like, do people actually buy these?
Yes,
like, I'm like,
me.
I've never, like, what is this? No, I've never had one.
Oh, Kelsey. It's a savory delight.
A savory delight.
It's covered in this powder.
I was going to say, what makes it different? Like, it.
The,
is it chicken-y?
The flavor. The shape is unique. It's got scalloped edges, but it's a rectangle.
Sure. Okay.
And they're like big scallops, not like a Ritz cracker with the like
with the little guys.
Oh, I'm a quarter. Look at my little scallops.
Oh, I'm a quarter.
And it's so it's just like caked in this chicken flavor.
Chicken
powder.
It's probably like chicken bouillon or something.
like salty, oniony, garlicky.
Sure.
Like
I mean,
umami.
It sounds delicious. I don't doubt
and then
it.
You get a can of Nabisco squirt cheese.
I do love a spray cheese.
You need the blue lid.
Yeah.
And you tip it up. You squirt it on.
Yeah. That's how that
in
works.
In your mouth, it's a delight.
It sounds amazing.
And then you don't use the cheese for a little bit and the top gets real hard.
Yes. That's how
what do you eat
works.
Your squirt cheese on?
I mean, I don't buy
spray
squirt
cheese. So let's say spray. Squirt cheese sounds gross. I got Cassie with that one.
I like
she laughed.
Squirt cheese. I don't buy spray cheese. It's not like
then
I'm...
how do you know anything about it?
Because I've had it before and it was like a delightful
I
treat.
I feel like Sadie would like it.
Oh, she would.
Sadie, I'm going to bring it. Next time I'm at your house, I'm bringing it.
I don't know that Sadie's ever had it, but Charlie got to have some because her first vet trip, they just sprayed it all over the table and let her lick it while they gave her her shots.
Oh, I think
and
you
stuff.
Told me about that.
She
That's
went
right.
fucking apeshit. Like, she was like, this is amazing. Like, look, like, she was so into it. But I don't think Sadie's ever had it before. She would
well,
love
it's
it.
Right there, right next to the chicken and a biscuit
Sadie
crackers.
Loves cheese. Well, I would love to try that sometime, so.
I'll bring it to work.
Things to look forward to. Oh my god, you're gonna bring me donuts and spray cheese.
They might not
crackers?
Happen at the same time.
Okay, that's fine.
That's my
charcuterie.
Things
to look forward to. I love it.
And it's like a, how do you feel about the little cubes of ham on a salad bar?
I don't mind them. I don't think I really ever put them on my salad, though.
What did you just say, Cassie? It's not ham? It's turkey.
They can have both. Sometimes it's ham. It's both.
Kelsey says sometimes it's ham. It's both.
I've seen both.
Not at Eaton Park's turkey. Okay, Eaton Park's turkey.
Okay, that's fair. I've seen both. Well, we've fully diverged. Anyway, off to...
I would really love to hear everybody else's thoughts on salad bars.
Salad bars and squirt things. Cheese.
And top tier crackers.
Top tier crackers. That's your assignment we want to know about. thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, if you forgot, my recommendation was was Nerds Gummy Clusters.
It's easy that you would forget because that seems like it was a lifetime ago that we were even talking about that.
We have a review too.
I was going to say, I was like, if you're still around, thanks for being here.
I got a cough. Sorry. All right, let me get this review up.
Please do.
I need to take a breather after that enthusiasm. We're back up to 4.9 stars. So amazing. We had been at 4.8 for like 6 months.
I love that for us.
All right. This review comes from Emma NYC, and it's 5 stars.
Okay.
Subject is, this is such a funny podcast. It's a quick one. Personally, I would give you guys 10 stars if that was an option.
Amazing.
Exclamation point.
Thank you.
Short. Sweet, to the just point. Like us.
We love it. Thank you so much, Emma. That's very nice of you.
Yes.
Thank you for being here today.
We're really approaching probably the most important review in our history, which would be review number 69.
Okay. Nice. Nice. You're not a teenage boy trapped in a grown woman's body.
I'm not.
All right.
I don't say penis all the time. You're a penis.
You're a penis.
Thank you for being here today.
You can follow us on Instagram at the Unknown Subject Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Unknown Sub Pod. We'll be back next week with a new episode.
We will.
So that's fun stuff to look forward to. You never know where it's going to go.
You never know. Kelsey may have had a chicken and a biscuit cracker by then.
Maybe.
She may have had a pork salad bar.
If I have, I will talk about it. I will share my thoughts and my feelings.
Do a review.
I will do a review.
And I will start drinking milk after all my workouts.
Chocolate. You have chocolate. It has to be chocolate. I mean, you could experiment.
I will not see the gains unless it's chocolate.
It won't. It won't. It won't be the same. All right. Well, as they say, when they catch the unsub,
it's over. Baby girl.
Baby girl.